Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pianist Helen Sung's story is one of two genres so often divided, classical and jazz. Growing up in Texas, she studied classical piano and went to college intending to become a concert pianist. But it was a Harry Connick Jr. concert, of all things, that opened her eyes and ears to jazz, and her path took a dramatic turn. These days, Helen is well-established on the New York jazz scene, and she's making her major label debut with a new release called Anthem for a New Day. Helen's here with a trio today. They're going to start us off with an original, a tricky number from that new album. It's called Chaos Theory. Here is Helen Sung and the trio live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is Helen Sung live on Soundcheck with her piece called Chaos Theory. Helen at our piano, Linda Oh returning to our studio and playing the bass, Rodney Green also making a return appearance on Soundcheck behind our drum kit. But Helen Sung, first time on the program. Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here.
You look rather pleased with yourself after the band stopped on a dime several times during the course of that.
No, I'm pleased with the band. They're such troopers for coming out on this snowy winter wonderland of a day, and I'm really grateful for them making it here and, of course, for all of you for having us on your show today. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you. The new album's called Anthem for a New Day, out now. I have to say, Helen, I didn't know this sort of thing still happened in this day and age where a budding classical pianist is basically kind of shooed away from everything that's not classical music. But is that how it happened when you were growing up?
Yes. Well, you know, I had a really great teacher from age 9 to 18. I guess she was the most influential teacher. That's a very formative time of a young person's
Absolutely.
Life. Absolutely. And but unfortunately, she had very strict, very strong, very narrow views, and you know, coming as a Chinese American, you revere your elders and your teachers, and whatever they say is right. You don't question. And I wish I'd been more of a rebel back then. So I guess, but you know, I followed pretty much everything she said. I really admired and respected her. But she would say the only music worth listening to is classical music. So I would always feel a little guilty when I would, you know, go off with my friends and listen to Michael Jackson and stuff.
Right, right.
So she never found out about that. But yeah, you know, that was me because, you know, I still kick myself sometimes because I went to that great performing arts high school in Houston where Jason Moran graduated from, Chris Day, Robert Glasper, so many. I mean, the list is endless.
Yeah, a lot of great pianists.
Yes, and I was right across the hall, and there's not that big a hall either. But I never had any contact with the jazz program in 4 years. So
wow.
You can believe that.
And, you know, those guys, you know, Glasper and Moran, they came out of that school, and they didn't just know jazz. They knew hip-hop. They knew pop music. They had, you know, some working knowledge of classical music and other forms of world
music.
Yeah,
we've talked about that, and we love Houston. We're all so proud we're from Houston. We call it H-Town. I think that's a testament to that, just the many different diverse things. I mean, I think when people first think Texas and then Houston, diversity is maybe not the first word. But, you know, Houston has a lot to it. It's a great place to grow up. It has the whole urban thing, the gospel thing, which I think is such a huge part of their sound, really that makes them so special and stand out. And there is a huge classical scene and, you know, a little sprinkly of everything else in between. And I think that range that you spoke about with those fabulous musicians, it's really a testament to Dr. Robert Morgan, who was head of the jazz department.
Uh-huh.
Just he really basically gave them a college experience in high school.
In high school. So for you, what was the turning? It was this Harry Connick Jr.
I know,
concert?
Isn't it silly? I went because a friend
told
me he was.
It's not silly if it turned, you know, if that was your light bulb moment, then that's
it. Yeah, well, silly for why I went because I didn't know who he was at that point because I was your typical classical major that just practiced all day and, you know, and she was saying, don't worry, he's really cute, you know, you'll like him. And I said, okay, so we went. But, you know, he had his big band with him and they were fun. But in the middle of the concert, you know, Harry Connick is a remarkable pianist.
Yes.
If he had just concentrated on that, he would have, I don't know, just anyway. So I felt when I heard him play solo piano, I felt like, wait a second. What? You know, I haven't known about this. It's like I felt cheated all of a sudden because this music was so alive. And
how old were you?
I was 19 or 20.
Wow.
I think. Yeah, I was into my undergrad, so 20,
I would say.
Because I remember wanting to jump out of my skin because this music that had this vibrancy and life in it that grabbed me in a way no music had until then, you know, so. Yeah, that was it. You know, I went and took a beginning jazz class and begged the jazz piano professor for lessons. You know, he looked at me cross-eyed like, who are you and why are you here? But I was compelled. You know, people asked me about that. I always say God must have wanted me to be a jazz musician because I would have never, ever chosen it for myself.
So, but you know, at that point, you must have had all the chops. What you needed, though, was to...
Well...
Do you have to unlearn some of that?
Well, you touch on such a great point because I remember thinking that this music was such a serious, deep thing and I didn't want to be someone who could get by because of her chops.
Mm-hmm.
And not really get the heart of it, because for me, the unique quality of jazz is the swing rhythm. There's nothing quite like it in the world. And I wanted to be able to swing. And it's something that I know I'll be chasing for the rest of my life. You know, the late, great Mulgrew Miller, he said, you know, you just keep discovering new levels. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was a very important part of what it meant to be a genuine jazz musician, was something to say. So
now you ended up studying with Ron Carter, right?
Yeah. I know, great, isn't that crazy?
The great bass player.
Yeah, well, you know, I was so lucky I got into the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz program up in New England.
Is that you beeping?
It better not be. I'm going to break that phone. I'm sorry. Yes, it is probably me. it was the Monk Institute program up at NEC in Boston. That's how I first came to the East Coast. And he was artistic director of that program for 2 years. And we not only studied with him, but some other fabulous masters. And, you know, Clark Terry was our first teacher. Jackie McLean, Jimmy Heath, went to Marsalis. I mean, for goodness sakes, they put us on tour with Herbie and Wayne. So
that's Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter.
Oh, yes.
Herbie and Wayne to you.
No, I didn't mean that way.
Helen Sung, get to know her. She hangs with Herbie and Wayne.
No. I mean, what a privilege, right? I mean, I remember thinking, what the heck? These are people on my CDs, and now they're standing right in front of me, you know, teaching us and giving us lessons. It was something else.
So it's sort of like, I mean, it almost sounds like Indian classical music, where if you play sitar, it doesn't mean you have to study with a sitarist. You can study with a singer or a sarod player or whatever. So you can study jazz with a bass player and a trumpeter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's so great because they offer different facets of the same experience, right? And as a pianist, I think that's really important because I'm part of the rhythm section. We're always playing. And knowing what they're thinking, what they're looking for, what they need. You know, they always tell me, if you really want to work, you better learn how to comp. Mm-hmm. And that's such an art.
To be part of the rhythm section.
Yeah, you know, that involves playing and listening at the same time, which is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Well, Helen Sung's new record is called Anthem for a New Day. It is out now. And do you want to play another song from it?
Sure. This is another original. This is called Hope Springs Eternally.
All right. Helen Sung making her way back to our piano. Rodney Green's behind our drum kit. Linda O is playing her own double bass. And the album is called Anthem for a New Day. The song is Hope Springs Eternally. Helen Sung, live on Soundcheck. Hope Springs Eternally is the name of that piece, an original work by jazz pianist Helen Sung, playing live here in the Soundcheck studio with Linda Oh on bass and Rodney Green on drums. The album is called Anthem for a New Day from Helen Sung. I understand, Helen, that in addition to being a pianist and a composer, you are also a baker. Is that right? But not just a baker, a green baker.
Yes, you know, that is
what does that mean?
Well, you know, as an artist, I didn't have access to health care at the beginning, so I had to really revolutionize the way I thought about food. I grew up on the typical American diet, even though, you know, my parents were Chinese immigrants. They were not so Chinese-y in some ways, so we had our buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken and tacos and stuff like that growing up in Houston. But so when I got here, you know, it's so funny. We joke that all jazz musicians are like vegan yoga people now. But I met a bass player who really hit me to some books and stuff about just the kind of stuff we eat. It was so enlightening, and that set me on a journey of reading, you know, books like by Michael Pollan or Eric Schlosser, who wrote Fast Food Nation.
Okay.
So I got into baking because I find most of the baked goods are unsatisfactory that I find in stores. So I like to bake with just no sugar, no refined sugar. And
well, what do you use instead?
Funny. Nothing. Sometimes you don't even need anything. Or sometimes I use a little honey.
Okay.
But most of the time, you know, very little is needed. And then, of course, you know, whole grain flours and stuff like that. And I love experimenting because, you know, that does kind of throw recipes out of whack. But I do bake for my band sometimes, and they seem to like it. So.
Okay. Now, are you one of those vegan yoga-doing jazzers that you were just mentioning?
Well, I'm from Texas, so I can't entirely leave that behind. But, you know, I like to live. I want to live in a way that respects our world and the environment and everybody around me. So.
You mentioned your parents were Chinese immigrants. You're actually playing at Carnegie Hall in March with a Chinese, traditional Chinese musician.
What a shocker, right? This is my first time playing there, and it's with a erhu player named Guo Gan.
The erhu is the two-string fiddle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's based in France, I believe, but I've never done this before. And it's so funny because Linda, it's like the timing of things. She's been listening to a lot of traditional Chinese music, which I'm not really familiar with. So it's just like I'm really excited to see what this will entail. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but I love artistic challenges and new opportunities.
So that's March 25th, a Tuesday, at Carnegie Hall. That ought to be
Thank
fun.
Thank you. I'm going to faint, I think.
In the meantime, Anthem for a New Day is out. Helen Sung, it's been great having you with us on Soundcheck.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.